This is Conclave Conversations, a podcast for college students and young adults. Today's episode is sponsored by Metropolitan Church in Birmingham, Alabama. For more information, please visit metropolitanchurch.net/conclave.
So today's our newest installment, episode 4 of Conclave Conversations, Casey.
It is episode four.
And this is a big deal because we have the one, the only, the legend, Chase Golan.
Oh, man.
Hello, fellas. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, last week I thought to myself, can this show get any better?
It just did.
No, I don't know. Andrew, first off, his knowledge of just facts about movies
blew me away. I knew he watched movies, but he spit them out.
And it's not like we prepared. Like, he didn't know what movies I was going to say.
Exactly.
And then he just called them off like nobody's business.
Exactly. And, like, I can do that about Dave Matthews' Band, but that's a very niche thing, and that's only one thing.
Right.
But, I mean, he was going movie after movie after movie and just fact after fact about it. And I'm like, good Lord.
He has a database of, like, everything he's seen and everything he owns. It's crazy.
I don't have the mental capacity, I don't think, or the gift to recall things like that.
Right, exactly.
Unless it's like my ultra favorite movie.
Exactly.
Then I can do that. But just these random ones, incredible. It's kind of funny, of all the versions and places that we have done Conclave Radio throughout, you know, and this is our new little niche is Conclave Conversations.
Yeah.
That Chase has never actually been in studio.
Yeah, this is my first time actually in studio. I've been, you know, on the phone twice with you guys and at the beach. And funny thing about this studio is I actually helped lay the carpet.
He did.
In this studio.
He did. We did that together.
I would never have known that.
That was one of the first things we did.
He was there. Was that on like a Sunday afternoon or something?
It was.
Okay.
And it was actually on a day that one of my relationships ended.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
or actually, she got out of town.
She still lives in town, I think. I don't know. We don't have contact. But. Yeah.
What a day of emotions. Carpet and then relationships.
Well, that's funny you say that because that's what I wanted. That's kind of the road I wanted to go down today.
Oh.
You know, each week kind of has a theme. You know, we talked about to-do lists. We talked about coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Our latest installment was about movies. And today we're going to talk about dating.
Okay. Oh, boy.
This is...
I'd like
to welcome you all to the most popular episode we've also ever done. Let's just go ahead and call it like it is. Me and Casey know specifically people that probably have never listened to Conclave Conversations, and they're going to listen to this episode, Chase.
Right.
Yeah.
Namely... Well, we won't name people.
Let's just say I'm going to be very careful about what I say.
Yeah. Yes, me too.
Yeah. Casey, maybe more than Chase, if I'm being completely honest.
Right.
I may not talk at all. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. See, I have a little leeway because, you know, she put a ring on it.
Yeah, you're locked down.
And mine are so ancient.
Right.
I mean, we're talking decade.
Yeah.
Almost two decades ago.
That is a question I'm going to ask.
Really? What's that?
Before Lisa.
Pre-Lisa.
How many girlfriends have you had? Now, when I say girlfriend, I mean official, long-term. Well, I say long-term, I guess at least a few months, maybe half a year.
You mean since teenager, or you mean really since like college? Or
I guess teenager.
High school and college?
Do like high school.
High school and college.
That's when the, quote, real relationships start, at least in my experience.
Yeah. I had a serious girlfriend in high school that was on and off for about 2.5 years.
Oh.
And then I moved away for college and I went through a program. I dated a lot. Sorry. That serious relationship ended. And then I made a pact with myself.
Oh, so you didn't date a lot while you were in that relationship with her?
No. I mean, after the serious one ended, I made a pact with myself. I said, hey, I'm going to enjoy just dating and I'm not going to go on a second date with someone until I find another person to go out on another first date with.
Oh, so you were that guy.
I was that guy. I did a lot of that. Okay. Huh. So then I went off to school in Atlanta where you could not date for a whole year. You were not allowed.
Yeah.
And I came back and I said, you know what? This has been kind of nice. I'm going to just enjoy the summer with the boys. And like the next week I met Lisa.
Perfect.
That's how it happens.
That's how it happens, friend. Yeah. So let's talk about dating there, Chase.
All right.
Let me, I pulled up from my vast research on the Google machine. This was a blind date that someone had written about on Twitter. It was a blind date, and to my surprise, he was kind of cute. Everything was fine until his ex-girlfriend kept calling him. He finally answered and then ended the call with, "She's not even that pretty. Oh. I love you too." Oof.
Oh.
Boy, oh boy. Have y'all ever had a really bad first date?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Casey, you go ahead.
Okay. Yours. I'm not gonna have any names.
That's fine.
I don't remember the name of mine, so it's fine.
Uh-huh. Okay. So this date happened a few weeks after my latest girlfriend and I broke up at the time. And it was her idea. She said, "Hey, do you want to go see this movie?" And I said, "Yes." We had been friends for a long time, and it wasn't going to be anything serious. We were going to go see a movie, and then we told people, and then they said, "Hey, that sounds like a great date." And we put a huge label on it. Oh, man.
What a story this is.
Oh, he's heard it.
Yeah.
You might have heard it. I don't know.
I probably have.
Yeah. So since the label was so huge, I decided to take her to, I think it was Cheesecake Factory. Mm. But then I think it was a long wait, so we went somewhere. I don't know. We dressed up nice. We dressed up nice for a crappy movie.
Yeah.
It was really awkward because I didn't talk much, but she talked a lot. And I ended up, luckily it was one of the tables with the cover you could draw on with the uh-huh. crayons.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did that for most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And then we watched the movie.
How did the date end?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cause that's.
I took her home.
Uh-huh.
I took her home. And she said, "Well, that was fun. You have a blessed night." And high five. And then she got out.
I remember this.
Yeah.
That needs to be on a t-shirt. Have a blessed night and the high five.
And the sigh of relief I had at the end of that. It was an interesting one for sure.
And the thought you were thinking going in, "Hey, this is going to be a pretty great date." Because there was.
I think I had some confidence going in. And then it just went downhill.
Just wasn't there.
Yeah, but I think it's mainly because we pushed the label. I think if it were more chill, it would have been okay.
Right.
We're still friends.
Yeah. Chase?
So take this girl out to dinner, or we agree to go to dinner, and I offer to pick her up, all that good stuff. She refuses because it would have been a little bit out of my way. It was a great thing that she refused, but it did set up the end. So we're on the date. We went to Babaloo, RIP, and we are having a decent time, but she's just kind of annoying me a little bit, and we're not quite connecting. And so at the end, before the waitress even comes back to ask us, we were honest with each other, which is something that I have written down here. Be honest with each other,
yes,
especially on a first date. If it's not going well, just say it. We were honest and we said, "Hey, you know, you're great, but this would not work." Mm-hmm. So we split the bill and I agree to walk her to her car.
Okay.
She has locked her keys inside of her car. And so it's already awkward. And now she lives with her mother. So I drive her to her house. I meet her family to get her key, her extra key to unlock her car. So I met the family of a girl that I knew I would never see again. And that was awesome.
Did they like you?
Well, naturally.
You know,
what a question.
You know, it was weird because I still wanted to make a good impression.
Yeah. You knew you're never going to see them
again.
We're
never going to date, but I was like, I really hope they like me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I turned 16, it was around that time for us to have my school to have like one of those winter formals. And the truck that I got when I was 16 was a hand-me-down truck, and I was very proud of that truck. And I went to go pick up the girl our first date was to go on, because I knew her before, and she agreed to go with me to the winter formal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to go pick her up at her house, and her house is kind of like where my house is, where it's kind of down in a little, you know, whatever you call that.
Yeah.
And a deep slope to go pick her up, except her driveway was not paved. It had the big gravel
Oh, gosh.
And your boy was an experienced driver because I had just turned 16 like several days before that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I walk her to the truck, open the door. She gets in. Man, this is going to be a great night. And I get stuck at the bottom of her driveway. Her dad had just poured all of the gravel, rocks so and stuff. Everywhere. And it was everywhere. I'm spinning my tires. Her dad has to come out and drive the truck for me out of the driveway. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There weren't many dates after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just hurts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how is dating different for, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, the guy, every, you know, I'm married. The two of you have relationships, serious relationships that you guys are in. Mm-hmm. What are, is dating different? Do you think dating changes the older you get?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. But in a weird way, it almost shouldn't, because there's several things that I believe, and this is older me talking, uh-huh. because younger me was dumb, right. of course, and did dating completely different uh-huh. than I do now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're approaching it from a correct standpoint uh-huh. where marriage is the end goal,
yeah.
I don't think it should ever change as much. Maybe what you're able to do
right.
or what you can afford to do and all that yeah. changes, but how you approach dating should be the same through and through if your end goal is the same.
Yeah.
This is a video.
That's the big change.
This is a video I've been wanting to do, and I've mentioned it to Casey, and we haven't done it yet, but I really want to. I want to do a video of 2020 Clint interviewing like 2016 Clint.
Right.
And talking about the differences about coronavirus, that you won't believe what happens in 4 years. What if 2020 Chase interviewed Chase from three, four, five years ago? Yeah, Chase.
We could go 4 years ago.
Right.
It'd be an yeah. insane interview.
Right. Yeah, and the things that you could tell yourself, like if you were able to, and I would love to do that myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and say, hey, here, I've kind of got a little experience under my belt now. Let me tell you, let me give you some pro tips.
I mean, yeah. We could do this with literally me from a year ago, and mm-hmm. I would still be astonished at like, mm-hmm. this is how you actually need to approach this topic rather than how you've been doing it, which is why it hasn't worked and why you're not finding someone. Rather than, you know, how you've been doing it this whole time yeah. and expecting something different to happen. Mm-hmm. So I actually have some bullet points that I would actually like to tell myself
okay.
from back in those days.
Oh, so we didn't talk about this. So
no.
That's
no,
very
no.
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So lower that just a bit. So if I could go back, and of course this is for younger people or anyone in dating in general, my first piece of advice to myself would be to learn from your mistakes. Mm-hmm. Every relationship that has ended has not been the other person's fault. And I think that is something when you talk to people about mm-hmm. why their relationship didn't work, you always hear, well, they did this, they did that, they did this, rather than taking a look at themselves mm-hmm. and saying, what did I do to lead to this point? I remember, yeah. For everyone who doesn't know, and if my current girlfriend's parents are listening and don't mm-hmm. know this, this might come as a shock. Right. I was actually engaged before.
Uh-huh.
And there were things, you know, we got engaged a little over two years into our relationship. And there were things that were left unresolved mm-hmm. from 2 months into our relationship that ultimately impacted and ended that entire thing. Mm-hmm. So also learn from those mistakes while you're in the relationship, and also fight it out. Like that's something that I think has been really lost on like me and Casey's generation is mm-hmm. people don't fight anymore.
Yeah.
They want to find the quick resolution.
Yeah.
Say, hey, if I buy you this, if I do this for you, if we do this.
Well, even in the beginning, yeah. like this generation, I mean, especially in the age of texting,
right.
and everything's on the phone and communication is totally different. It's really, really easy to find those easy way outs.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that's one thing is verbal communication, especially if you're going to fight, I think it's important to argue or fight face to face.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even in today's time, like that's possible even through FaceTime, where mm-hmm. you...
It's different. Yes, it's still different.
Yeah, it's great to be face-to-face, but if you can't be, don't just text the fight. Like, pick up the phone and actually talk it out to them.
Yeah.
The next thing that I had was to be okay with yourself. You're not going to change for someone. You're going to have to change because you want to change. Mm-hmm. And also, you're not going to be able to change someone else. And that's the hugest thing that I wish everyone would realize is, and everyone says it getting in when they're first like starting to date someone, they're yeah. like, oh, you know, that's all good. That's all fine. Like we can work on that. Yeah, yeah. We can work on that together.
Yeah.
And then 8 months down the road, that thing that you said you were going to work on is even bigger than it was before. And now you're doing that exact thing that you said you were going to help the person work mm-hmm. on. The next one was don't ignore warning signs and red flags. This is my last relationship. My last relationship before my current one was one that, you know, I took very seriously. I did all the right things, wanted to talk everything out, but there was a distrust from her because of previous things that had been mm-hmm. done to her. And I kind of saw that early on, but I just kind of ignored it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, we'll see if that can kind of smooth over after she realizes, like, I'm not
right
that mm-hmm. type of person. And then it just never got fixed. And then, you know, 2.5-3 months into the relationship, you're fighting, and now it's just over because yeah. you ignored that, and now you've wasted all this time that other opportunities could have come earlier. They could have, you know, come to fruition a little bit quicker for you.
Yeah.
And now you've wasted this time being with someone that you should have seen way earlier on is no good for you.
Right.
And now you're behind. And you might have missed out on something completely.
Yeah.
This one isn't as much for me because I don't miss many opportunities mm-hmm. with doing this. But the next is to take chances.
Yeah.
I've been known to take some chances.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether right or wrong. But.
Well, and you know, like, and that's kind of the, you know, I've always said this to people, you know, I say, well, that's the beauty of dating,
mm-hmm.
you know, is, you know, that's why dating is there, is to kind of find out what you like and what you don't like. And you find out things about yourself when you date people other than just the, you know, the person that you're, you know, like blonde hair, brown hair, no hair, whatever.
Right.
You know, and you find out a lot about yourself when you date. But that's part of it. He'll say, well, I'm not really sure. And I'd say, well, why don't you give it a try? You know, all they can say is no. Or the worst case is you have a really bad date that ultimately turns into a great story.
Right. Right.
You know? Yeah. You know, and everybody has those. But I think that's one of the great things about dating is getting to take chances.
Yeah. And right? that leads to another one that I have a little bit lower is don't be afraid of rejection on either end. Don't yeah. be afraid to get rejected, but also don't be afraid to reject someone if you know that that person isn't right for you, because you might not be. You might think you are the best thing under the sun, but for that person, you might not be what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the best thing to every single person.
Yeah.
You just have to be the best thing for that one person.
All right. So rejection, that's where I want to go.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. So let's talk about rejection. Have you ever been told no when you've asked someone out? Like, hey, let's go out. Let's go do something. And then it just got shot down.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
In a really bad way too, because the girl, me and her had been friends for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And she was part of my friend group back in the day. And we were just talking and she was like, you know, no guys are really looking for me or
and
anything.
And why do girls say that if they're not trying to imply?
Yes. Thank you. Thank
right.
you.
Yeah.
No guys.
That was
are,
the ultimate fastball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
No guys are looking for me or anything like that. And I was just like,
take your chance.
Yeah. Here I go. Yeah. I was yeah. like, you know, I would love to take you out sometime. She comes back after saying all that with like, I'm just not looking for anything.
And
right
this
now.
Was in person?
No, 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 no. This is over text. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So she was texting this all out to me.
Yeah.
I ask her, and she's like, "I'm just not looking for anything right now." Yeah.
You've got to be kidding
me. Yeah. Straight up.
Insane, huh? No, yeah. I wasn't dating her. I was friends with this one girl who I had feelings for her. At least I knew that, but I was playing it safe. And we had become really, really good friends at the time. And she said, "I'm just ready to find someone." I said, "Perfect.
Here's your opening." Exactly. Right.
And, you know, I said, "We should hang out." I didn't even say, "I'd like to take you out." Like, it was as simple as, like, "We should hang out. We should go do something. What are you doing at this time?" Yeah. And she didn't necessarily say no. She said, "Let me check my schedule."
Oh, man.
Or subtle things like that.
Right.
So I could ask her three or four more times until I got the message that I don't think she even wants to.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So at that point, I just I did the thing where I waited. And this isn't – I wouldn't even say this is right. But I also noticed that I was the one starting all the conversations on text and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
So I was like,
classic sign.
Yeah.
So there's rejection. Like if you say, "Hey, you know, let's go out." "No, it's not happening. I got to check my schedule," or whatever. Okay. What about breaking up?
Oh.
All right. I mean, there are many emotions.
I have this one, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it might be one of the worst things.
It's the worst possible thing
to go through. Even like, I mean,
you're the enemy.
Now, like if you went on like two dates with someone, or you went on like the date that you went on when you were like, "I knew I'm never going to see her again." Mm-hmm. You didn't really have a range of emotions after that because you weren't really invested.
No.
But like if you have some sort of semi-serious relationship with someone and you cut it off, man, you run the gambit of emotions sometimes there, right? Breaking up really is hard to do. Pardon, you know, sorry for the song, but it really is. I mean, I would sing it, but I mean, our show's picking up some popularity, so I don't want to ruin it.
Oh yeah,
but breaking up is tough.
Yeah,
right.
It's hard to get to that point too.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think it's you kind of initially you think, well, breaking up is hard for the if someone breaks up with you. I could make an argument that it's worse for the person that's doing the breaking up.
Oh, it's much easier to on the other end.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it still hurts, still bad, not easy, but way easier to just hear it.
Yeah. Then have to pump yourself up for it. Then have to say,
"I think," after almost 3 years.
Yeah, so. It's tough, man. Mm-hmm. Because it's, you ever been in there, Chase?
Yeah. I can say that, number one, tell them, don't ghost them. Learn, look.
Yeah.
Don't ghost them. You are a...
Don't do that.
Yeah. Old Chase, you're a horrible person, dude.
Right. Yeah, don't ever do that. Yeah.
If it's possible, do it in person.
Yeah.
And that really kind of helps.
I don't think that's an over-the-phone conversation.
No, it really shouldn't
be. No.
That shouldn't be on Snapchat. That shouldn't be on Twitter. Yeah, don't break it with someone over Twitter. Don't do that.
I actually, back when I was in... I'll be careful. When I was working in fast food... I actually, because I knew I shouldn't do it in over text, I actually, after I got off work at about 11 o'clock, I drove over to her house, and I broke up with her in front of her house. I don't even think we got through the conversation without her before she went inside. So that was a hard one. Mm. But especially since the only reason I came over was to break up with her.
At 11 o'clock at night.
She didn't appreciate that as
no
much.
I wouldn't have appreciated that either,
but I waited till after finals week, so it wasn't as stressful. So
I just think breaking up is, it's, you know, everyone, you know, just about everyone has experienced it in some form or fashion, and it really unites people, you know, because like, you're, man, such and such, we broke up, and you feel bad for that. It's not like someone saying, "I had like a rare, you know, illness," where you can't really relate to it. We all can kind of relate when you go down the breakup road.
You'll realize who your friends are too, because your boys will be behind you, hyping you up after you get broken up with.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't need her anyway.
Yeah.
And then you find out about the people who were hoping it happened for months.
That's true. That's very
true.
You'll
just say, I broke up. And then
for some reason,
there
your
will
parents,
always be some people who say, finally.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Right. Yeah.
Your parents will be like, well, we didn't really like her anyway.
Right.
And you're just like, well, tell me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah, I might have had some inside information on that too. Some from time to time about you, Chase.
I promise you did.
That's right. Yeah,
there is zero doubt about that.
Yeah.
So another one that I have is, don't go on a date just because the person is attractive. Actually, talk to them before the date to see if you get along. Your boy has sat in on a couple dates.
Yeah.
Where we just sat there.
Right.
The entire time.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And about, you know, halfway through, I'm like, man, this is not good, and this is a lot of money I'm wasting right now.
So find out there's something deeper there than just looks.
Right,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be sure that you get along, actually, before asking them out. And then this is a big one for a lot of reasons. Actually go out. This is not just on a first date. Go out as often as you can, and because it really opens up. You don't have Netflix there. It really opens up to actually converse with each other. And if you live alone like I do, it eliminates some potential things if you're out instead of just hanging out
right
at home.
There's nothing wrong with dinner and a movie.
Right.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. So do you think dating is different when you're trying to honor the Lord versus when you really could care less what the Lord thinks?
Oh, it's huge.
A million times.
Well, I think that goes back to what we were talking about, the change of perspective as you grow older.
Right.
I mean, not only, you know, high school me doesn't think about marriage, like, who am I going to marry in ninth grade?
How many dates would you have avoided, like, if all your dating was, you know— I'm not the person that says I'm only going to date the person I'm going to marry. Like, I kiss dating.
Right, yeah.
I'm not on that camp, but I'm also like, we probably could do a little bit better filtering.
Right.
Like, if I had that conversation with me that, you know, back that many years ago, I would say, you know, now let's think about this. You know, is there any potential in any situation on any planet where this person would be the missus?
Right.
Right. No. Okay. Then maybe we shouldn't go down that road.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
there's a few that I've should really have avoided, yes.
Probably about 75%.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Like, how...
I'm younger, so I can't...
Right, yes.
When you do it through the frame of trying to honor God, how many would have been deleted from that list?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how much you would have avoided the hurt and troubles and temptations and all the things that goes with that when you're not dating with that mindset?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard enough when you date someone and you're trying to honor God,
right? Yes.
Let alone when you're dating someone and that's really not on the forefront. That's really, I mean, that because that just sets yourself up for so many pitfalls down in life. Because
this is the last one that I have on here. It's actually don't trash your exes. At one point.
Don't you say don't trust them?
Don't
trash.
Trash.
Yes.
Oh.
That is, to me, one of the least attractive things you can do. Because at one point, you genuinely liked them. You saw something in
absolutely.
Them. And it didn't end well. That doesn't mean that all didn't happen.
Right.
Correct.
You, there was something in them that you saw, and it might have gone away. That's fine. But that doesn't mean that everything that you say about them should be a degrading thing.
Right.
Because they're also a person that, I mean, they're a child of God, first off. And, I mean, we should treat everyone with the kind of respect that we want to be treated with.
Yeah.
So don't go around just saying, well, this person's an awful person because they did such and such and such and such to them.
Well, a person that you're, not you personally, but if you're someone that subscribes to that, and you're just dogging your ex all the time in front of the person that you're with, they're going to probably think, well, at some point, he's going to be saying these things about me.
Yes.
So, you know, that you want to show respect because, you know, it's all, the chances are.
I do have a story.
Okay.
I did not trash, but I got trashed.
Right.
Sure.
I probably could have said that better. Anyway, long high school
you got relationship. Trashed.
Long high school relationship.
Say that line.
And unfortunately, it ended. is a long distance thing. I'm not going to go into why. Anyway, we had talked after that, after we officially broke up, for like a week because it was hard. And I'm not one to delete pictures on social media. I don't like to do that because it did happen. And also, it's a lot of work. Because they were good memories.
Right.
But on her social media, so, and a friend, I knew this because a friend had told me months after that not only she deleted a few, but she also went back and edited a few.
Changed the captions.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. So, like, it went years. Like, she put this a is lot really, of work into this.
This is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
put a lot, because I went back, like, a couple years in the relationship, and it would be her caption, and then in parentheses it'd say, edit. He didn't get me anything this year, or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Why didn't you get her anything?
No, I didn't get her anything. Probably because I had 2 cents.
Because you were trashed.
Because I was trashed. And I'll be honest, I was kind of entertained. I was like, this is fantastic.
Right.
And then some of them I was like, that's true. but I mean, it was just like, this one, edit. You know, he didn't like this birthday cake. And I'm like, that's not right. That's not true at all.
See, in a way to me, it almost, if someone is constantly trashing their ex, it means that they're still on their mind. Mm-hmm. And it means like, hey, you've got some getting over to do.
That's right. Yeah.
And eventually she ended up deleting all those photos anyway. So it doesn't matter in the end.
Right.
But yeah, that was an interesting experience.
Last episode, we talked movies and we talked about how we could have like a director's cut of talking movies. You literally could talk for hours
there
and talk about it. So, I mean, you could have segments of dating part one, part two, part three. If we started a Patreon
for 3-hour episodes of Conclave Conversation, I think we'd actually start getting some moolah.
You think so?
Probably.
Yeah. And probably. If you want more dating advice, Chase's number is 20. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Please, I wouldn't do that.
If you pay $20 a month, we'll actually give you all the names of our exes.
Oh, no. Boy.
I'm just kidding.
Nope.
That's a joke.
Yeah. That's a joke.
Because I think my mom might listen to this. I don't need her knowing.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we're going to get the most listens ever from this episode, Casey. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. What we'll do is we'll recommend to... We'll recommend this episode to everyone who's dating.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, Chase, let's not let it be 3 hours. I mean, 3 years before you come back again in person.
Well, that would be great.
And we'll have you again for another Conclave conversation.
Next time, the studio will be nicer.
We'll talk concerts next time.
Oh,
perfect. Concerts. There you go.
We can talk about your vast knowledge of Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, and please, such. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Not just the hits.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.